My name is Aubrey Rummel. I've lived in Alaknagik, Alaska since 2002. And for the past week, I've spent it at Mission Lodge doing the Bristol Bay River Guide Academy. We are on the upper end of the Agulapak River. I think this is just a fabulous spot. We'll see how these little dry flies we tied hold up. The hard part is it's such a little fly and it's got a tiny hook on it. And so it's hard to keep them on. I think so, at least. Because as soon as you let this line slack at all, it's not forgiving and they'll just pop right off. But it's, I don't know, I think it's one of the best feelings in the world to set it out there perfectly and it's floating on the water and you can see a fish come up and just, you know, grab it right in there. Sometimes you'll be, you know, see the big red stripe of a rainbow trout and it's just such a great feeling. I love it.
Hi, this is Mac Menard. I'm a former fish and game out of Dillingham. This is my third or fourth season with the Academy. Been delightful to watch the Romo girls throwing dry flies and pumping out casts with a double haul and both hooking up on, you know, 18 20 inch rainbows simultaneously, allowing us just a terrific picture along the shoreline. That was great. My experience has been that we've had great students in each and every year. This particular group, probably one of the strongest classes we've ever had in aggregate. It was just terrific.
How your guide did?
Yes, but do I have to talk about any secrets? Because those are kind of confidential.
Well, it's between you and your guide.
Yeah, I won't mention any specific flies. So I'm Jason Matroka and I'm with Bristol Bay Native Corporation.
I'm Wassily Andrew from New Steahook. I'm 24.
Wassily, I think confidence is half the battle. If a guide can be confident and show his client where to fish, what to fish, how to fish, eventually the guide's going to hook up. And today we hit a home run on every species, right?
Yeah, we've got three species today. Got grayling, got rainbow, and we caught a whole bunch of char.
But you forgot the most important part. They were all big.
Yeah, they're all big.
This is Mac Menard. Oh, I think Wassily's chances as a guide are extraordinary. He will have a job this time next year if he chooses to go that direction. Any one of a number of lodges are going to be interested in his ability to run a boat, his knowledge of reading rivers, of getting people in and out. But also, he's gained a tremendous amount of knowledge about how to go out and actually catch fish. I can say with certainty, if he chooses to pursue this as any kind of a career, he will be working next summer.
No, to be honest, I was pretty nervous. I was more of a commercial fisherman than anything else, but then now that I'm here and at this academy, now I'm more confident than I ever was. I want to become a guide. I mean, they're out on the river, they have the best office view in the world, obviously. Fly fishing is what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life, every time I get the chance to.